Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening and welcome to the Legacy Forum.
This is Harry.
And Robin Shivery. We appreciate your presence. With each show, we learn a different way of not doing something. So welcome to this adventure. You can call in the show by dialing 347-677-0699. Again, that's 347-677-0699. I see we already have a caller. I'll be right with you, caller. Thanks for holding. Or you can visit us at www.blogtalkradio.com/thedynamicdojo. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/thedynamicdojo. Our email address is another way you can contact us, at legacyforum@yahoo.com. So again, our email address is legacyforum@yahoo.com. Lots of ways to get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you guys. Give us some feedback about the show tonight, and thanks again for joining us. The Legacy Forum is one of our ways of giving back. If you know Harry and I, we are constantly looking for ways that we can give back. And this was a way that was given to us to give back that we're taking advantage of. This forum is intended to be an informative place where people help people. Each of us leave a legacy. Legacy Forum gives us the opportunity to help more people live their dreams and live the legacy that they desire. All this information isn't brought to you just from us personally. Each week we have guests. Each week we bring to you articles and pieces from things that we've read and researched. So it's not just our sheer brilliance that we're bringing to you guys. Information is power. One fact, one detail, one small piece of information can change lives. We begin our calls with small pieces of information that just may change your life. We call them tidbits. Following our tidbits, we're excited to have our guest for this evening, Robin Bascara. She is a certified raw food chef. So we're looking forward to hearing from Robin. So don't go away. Stay tuned. Listen to our tidbits. Get ready. You never know what tidbit you hear that will help you in the week to come, or it may be the question that you have on the next game show you're on, and you'll get the right answer because you listened to our tidbits. So Harry will be bringing those tidbits to you. Stay tuned.
Welcome, and thank you. You know what? If, in fact, one of our tidbits allows someone to, say, win some money, do we get a share of that? I don't know. But, you know, in 1937, Walter Doan, better known as Beau Randall, began making knives as a hobby. 75 years later, his son and grandson carry on his legacy. The company, Randall, has 28 models of knives, all handmade, ranging in price from $225 all the way up to $800. current orders will not ship until, I think it's 2017. They have a 4-year backlog of orders. Think about it. All they do is make knives, handmade knives, and they have a 4-year backlog of orders. Business is good for those that have the courage to follow their dreams. And in 1937, Bo Randall started a dream that lives today. Tidbit number 2, negative emotions change the way the brain functions, causing our bodies to pump out all sorts of inflammatory compounds. So get rid of negatory emotions. Negatory or pository? That's what I'm talking about. Get rid of those negative emotions. Tidbit number 3, some research shows that there is a 60% drop in mortality rate among those that help others. You got that? Go out and help people. Tidbit number 4, modern wheat is the perfect chronic poison. The world's most popular grain is also the deadliest for human metabolism. Modern wheat really is not wheat at all. And it's really called the perfect chronic poison, according to Dr. William Davis, who is a cardiologist and leading expert on wheat. I never knew that. The perfect chronic poison, wheat. Tidbit number 5, Dr. David Ludwig and Dr. Walter Willett from Harvard published a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association in which their research revealed milk is dangerous to your health. It does not build strong bones, and it may cause constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, bloating, gas, diarrhea, allergies, eczema, and acne. So there you have it.
That's crazy.
4, I know. Very crazy. Wheat and milk, no good. Those are our tidbits for the evening. And let me tell you something. Call in this number at 347-677-0699. Call in and speak to our guest, because Robin has a powerful guest to speak to us this evening.
Well, Harry, we do have an excellent guest lineup. I can't wait until she calls in and joins us. She's not yet joined our call, so hopefully she'll be along any minute, and we'll pick up that phone call with Robin as soon as she joins us. So I do know that we have one listener live with us tonight. She's been a faithful listener, so I just wanted to give a shout-out to Jackie. Nobody knows who you are, where you are. They can't stalk you, but Jackie, we just wanted to say thank you for joining us every week on our phone call. And we will be bringing on our guest within the next few minutes. We're having a great time technically this week compared to our first couple of shows, though, don't you think, Harry?
Oh, I think it's a lot smoother. As soon as we figure out this technical stuff, you know, some of our shows are going to be better and better and greater. I'm excited. Hey, can I share something with you? Because I knew you were going to bring this raw food chef, this expert, I don't know if she's world-renowned or not, but I guess she will be after tonight, but she is a certified raw food chef. I'm just amazed. Can I share this one fact with you first?
Absolutely. Share with us.
Okay, bananas. Bananas, okay, because we'll talk about raw food tonight. Bananas, according to the National Academy of Sciences, diets rich in potassium and low in sodium may reduce your risk of high blood pressure and stroke. And that's about 400 milligrams per banana. Now, the Food and Drug Administration says diets rich in fiber, they may reduce the risk of heart disease. And for those that know me, that's kind of near and dear to my heart. That's a pun. Okay. Bananas supply 3 grams of fiber per serving, and that's 12% of the daily recommended allowance. So if you ate 8 bananas, you have 96 grams. That's almost enough. So if you ate 9 bananas, you're going to have the daily recommended allowance. Bananas are a great source of vitamin B6, and there's an average of 200 calories per bananas. Now, that's what I have to add to your raw food discussion tonight, baby.
Well, thank you, Harry. You are always coming up with great tidbits. You inspire me to learn more. your health, my health, inspires me to learn more. And there's so much information out there. And I find it difficult to pour through books and pour through the internet as well as Harry does. He does a great job with that. But I love when I meet someone that comes across my path that's an expert on something that I want to learn more about. That's the way I like to learn. So I get in tight with those people and try to learn from them. And one person that has been that person in my life recently is someone that I'd like to bring on our show tonight, Harry. Our special guest tonight is a certified raw food chef. Her name is Robin Vasquera. She lives here in Jacksonville, Florida. Robin, welcome. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Go ahead. The
Thank
crowd
you, Robin.
Just went wild.
Thank you, Robin, for having me on your show.
We are so glad to have you. We enjoyed, how long has it been? A couple of weeks ago now, I guess, that class at your home. And we enjoyed a wonderful raw food class with you. We came in pretty ignorant on the subject. We're trying to expand our knowledge. So, Robin, if you would, if you just take a moment here just to tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in the raw food way of eating, that lifestyle, and tell us a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind.
I will. Thank you. And raw food is a plant-based food. It's not sushi. I often forget. People ask me, what do you eat? Sushi. No, raw food is plant-based living foods. So it is fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds, but then it's also sprouted things. So it's live food. So we're alive. But it was in January I started to decided to reinvent my life. I attended yoga school. I was 57 in 2011. And the world had turned upside down, and there wasn't a place for me in the corporate world anymore. So I went to yoga school, and with that, I started being aware of what I put in my body and what I ate, and I started backing off of the processed food. And then with that in mind, I started doing my own homework and reading, and then the more and more I became obsessed with eating plant-based, I decided I needed to learn how to make it. And so I went to a raw food certification school, and from then on, it's all about sharing and offering the raw food classes and even having people in my home. I'm just loving it.
Well, we enjoyed the time we spent. Everything we had that day was delicious. And we've actually talked about it on the show prior to tonight and even shared a quick recipe, the sour cream. The non-dairy sour cream that we made with the cashews, I forget the exact name you used for it that night. We've given out that recipe on our show. So it has begun to change our life a little bit at a time. I still have to find that food processor that I'm wanting because I was a little envious of your awesome food processor. So I have a little bit more to do in the kitchen to be really prepared to make it a part of my daily life, but I've started. And I think that's the thing that I'd like us to let our listeners know is that it can sound overwhelming. It is not, as you mentioned, eating sushi, raw food in that sense, but the living plant-based types of food that can be surprisingly delicious, as we found out. So you mentioned, we talked previously about an excellent way to find out more about raw food if you're interested. A meetup group, I think you said, Robin. Is that right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I belong to a meetup group, and the one I belong to when I first became so interested in, because you want to network and you want to be with like-minded people and stay motivated. And the group I belonged to originally was based out of St. Augustine, and they were more in the Mandarin and over way in the Southside area. And that may be a group for you, but there's now a brand new one over in Arlington and our side of the area. But any meetup group, wherever you are, you can go up to www.meetup.com, and you put in any subject you're interested in. And, of course, I Googled raw, vegan, vegetarian, these type things. So this is a brand-new group that just started. They only have 65 members. They're very motivated, and they're having offerings, and they try to meet once a month, and it's always something fun, potlucks, and they do have this rule. You have to make it yourself. It has to be organic, and you bring the recipe. But it can be daunting, so even if you wanted to bring a fresh, beautiful salad, that's accepted. We all had to start somewhere. But this group is called Naturally Raw Vegan. So simply go on meetup.com and Google Jacksonville Raw Food Groups, and you're going to hit on this every time.
Well, that sounds like a great way to get started. That sounds like a perfectly natural next step for Harry and I after our meeting with you, because you gave us a great introduction. This sounds like a way for us to further our knowledge. What do you think, Harry?
Well, I got a question. So could anybody find wherever they're listening from throughout the United States or wherever the world, they just go to that meetup.com and put their city in or their location in, and they can find a similar group?
Absolutely. Any subject you're interested in. So maybe you're not ready to jump into the raw food group, but maybe you want to go vegetarian, and maybe you want to try this slowly, or maybe you want to do vegan, and that's completely no meat, no dairy. Yes, anything you're interested in, and that's how you're going to find the raw food groups. And if not, if there's not one in your area, then start one, because you'll be surprised at the like-minded people that, and I was amazed at the celebrities that are in the raw food group. Your face glows, your skin changes, you lose weight naturally without even counting calories. How sweet is that? And then if you're sick, you come off all this medication. And just recently I added juicing. You would think juicing would automatically be a part of my raw food group, but it wasn't. It was about food, because I like to eat. But I just incorporated juicing. Of course, I always have smoothies, but now I start my day with juicing, and then for lunch I have a beautiful smoothie, and then I have a beautiful dinner at night. And here's the thing, I never know what I'm going to have. There are so many cookbooks out there. It's a whole new world.
Well, Robin, you mentioned that the juicing, that you've replaced your food that you grew up eating, you replace it with juice, you replace it with the raw food. And I know from the very first time I met you, that was one of the things that struck me about you, was that you did glow. Your skin, you just look naturally healthy, and it's from the inside out. We are what we eat, right?
I agree, yes. And the energy that you have, I mean, I'm almost 60, and people look at me and they say, you're kidding. You're kidding. No, I'm not kidding.
That's spectacular. That's definitely encouraging me to really amp it up and get into just even a little more than we already have. Now, you also mentioned another way that you can learn more about raw food, and you went to an event this weekend. Did you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
I do. I wanted to expand on that, and that was a part of this meetup group I went to the other night. They had it Sunday, and the beauty of it is they have their meetup groups on the weekend, so you could plan in advance and reserve. Well, they had this raw food chef come down. He came down for an event that's going to happen next weekend. His name is Chef Adam Graham, and Chef Adam Graham was one of the original people that helped the Shakti group. I don't know if you're familiar with them in Jacksonville. They make these wonderful raw food things they sell at Native Son and Whole Foods and these other events. But Chef Adam Graham was down for the week, so they seized the opportunity to have him come to the meetup group. And he also has a book out called Detoxing 101, Raw Food Detoxing, and it's Detoxing 101 for Dummies. And then,
okay, Detoxing 101 for Dummies. That's good to know.
Well,
okay, thanks.
the actual name of the book is called Idiot's Guide to Raw Food Detox, and it's based on the same format of the Idiot's Guides books. I know you've seen
right.
those. You just simply go in and they tell you how. So it's fail safe. And he gives you so much insight. I thought I had the ultimate cookbooks and or uncooked books, if you will, but Chef Adam Graham was so down to earth and so inspiring and just the basic things. And you know how we always say, well, that's to die for, this food is to die for, and he would say, no, this food is to live for. He is also a director at Camp Renora, a wellness center in Michigan. But I do want to give his website, and I have a website I'd like to give you, and then my email address if anyone else is interested in this. But for Chef Graham, Adam Graham, he's here this week in Jacksonville. His website is www.livefoodexperience.com. And then I wanted to give my website. I do have one. My email address is robin.uncooking101@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a website, www.robin.uncooking101.com. And when you go on that website, you'll see that I am certified under Chef Ava Raposa for the Uncooking websites. And I teach her classes that I was taught to teach. And then as a bonus, before I leave, I created a Southern pecan pie recipe, and I created this last Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact, because the thing about raw foods is diabetics can eat this, and it doesn't send up that glycemic index. You have to be careful
right.
about your fruits. And I'm certainly not a nutritionist. It's just a trial and error with me. But I have mm-hmm. this southern pecan pie recipe I made with the cashew cream. And this is an offering. I'd be happy to share it with anybody. If you simply go on my email, I'll be happy to tell you how to do it. It's simple. It's easy. There's no cooking. All you're going to need is that food processor that you're probably going to get for Christmas.
Yes, I hope I get it for Christmas. I do. So I know you shared that pecan pie recipe with us at the event we had with you a couple of weeks ago, and I'm sure that it sounded delicious to me then. I'm sure some people listening would love that recipe. A little too lengthy to give on the show, as we discussed earlier. Give us the best way to get a hold of you, Robin, if we do want that recipe.
That would be my email, Robin,
okay,
R-O-B-I-N, yes, robin.uncooking101@yahoo.com.
Beautiful. And again, if you're listening now and you still didn't get that, or maybe you've missed some information earlier as we've been talking with Robin, you can pull up our website, go to blogtalkradio.com/thedynamicdojo. Scroll down to Legacy Forum, and you can catch our archive shows there as well. So if you want to get some information, you missed the website, you missed any information, you want to hear it again, just join us or go to the website and pull it up and listen to an archived version. Robin, before I let you go, again, thank you for joining us. You're just always such a pleasure to talk to. I hear you smile over the airwaves, and I think I can see you glowing from here too. So again, thank you for joining us. But one of the things that you mentioned, if you are here in Jacksonville and would like to get in on a little bit of activity this weekend, you were telling me about something going on.
There is one thing I wanted to share, and thank you for bringing that up. It's put on by Girls Gone Green, and it's called Veg Fest. That would be V-E-G-F-E-S-T. And it's located downtown at the Riverside, the Rivers Market, right under the bridge. You can go on the website of Girls Gone Green.
Mm-hmm.
And look that up. And it's all about vegans, vegetarians, raw food groups, and that's one reason Chef Adam Graham is here, and we were able to seize that opportunity to be with him. But every hour on the hour, they're going to have demonstrations. They're going to have cooking shows. They're going to have yoga demonstrations, and it's all about a wellness event down there. Wonderful thing. I think it's from 10 till 5.
And that sounds exciting.
Saturday.
That sounds exciting. I'm glad you shared about that. I, for one, would like to make plans to be there. I hope to see you there, Robin. Thank you once again for joining us, and thank you for helping mine and Harry's life personally by sharing your raw food knowledge with us. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And I love what you and Harry are doing. I hope y'all join our meetup group and we just network together.
I hope so, too. I think that's a plan. You take care, Robin. Call back in if you want, and anytime you are a welcome guest if you have something you want to share with us.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Robin.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Harry, that was great hearing from Robin again. I think her, when I think of Robin, I could just hear as she said then whenever she, before she finished her call with us, was sweet. That's Robin. I just think of Robin whenever I hear sweet.
I think the thing that impressed me the most, and, you know, I'm the logical, pragmatic person, all that kind of stuff, but when we went to that seminar or whatever you want to call it, cooking demonstration, uncooking demonstration, I don't know what you really call it. All I know is that here's a lady who loves what she does, and she's sharing with us a methodology by which we can enhance our life, we can improve our lives. It is the first time in my life I taste something that tastes better than ice cream, that was supposed to be ice cream, that wasn't ice cream, and all it was bananas. I mean, the food there was tremendous, and she had such a joy about fixing it for us and then letting us share in it. Anytime I meet people that enjoy, that are good at what they do and enjoy what they do and are excited about sharing it with the world, I'm excited.
Absolutely. And the world of yoga has opened up my opportunity to meet more and more people like Robin. Other guests that we do hope to have on the show in the future, there we have our international yoga instructors from Germany that we'd love to have on in the future. We just have so many people that we've been blessed with that come across our paths that I look forward to letting us introduce to our other listeners out there.
I agree. I think it's just a phenomenal opportunity that yoga, eating properly, has been a blessing to us.
There's so much to learn. I hope that we'll continue to bring listeners or guest speakers to our listeners as we grow and as we learn. If you're a listener tonight and you have something to share regarding positive experiences, positive healthy eating habits, positive routines that you have in your life that you would like to share, contact us. Send us an email. Remember, our email is legacyforum@yahoo.com. Send us an email with your questions, with your comments, with your ideas, suggestions for future shows, because this is something we cannot do by ourselves. It depends on you guys out there listening and adding to our show. You know, each week I have been bringing a segment in regarding yoga, and for the next few weeks we're going to be talking in this segment regarding a book by Deborah Adele called The Yamas and the Yamas. Not deep, we're just going to touch on some of the tenets. The Yamas and the Yamas, as we've talked about leading up to tonight, is basically the 10 guidelines for living a more fulfilling life. Not demands, not commandments, but guidelines. And the first, the Yamas and the Niyamas, is simply, the yamas are more guidelines on how you are to interact with other people. And then on the other hand, you have the niyamas, which are more guidelines, instructions on how you deal with yourself. So the first we've introduced the book. We've talked briefly about each yama and niyama, and now for the next 10 weeks, we're going to also briefly go into each one individually. So tonight, our first yama is ahimsa, or nonviolence. Well, even people that aren't in the yoga world know do no harm. That's a very familiar term. And that's a direct term coming from the yama ahimsa, or do no harm. Most of us, when we hear do no harm, we think physical violence. And then whenever you want to take it deeper, you think it past people to animals. Then when you get into yoga, then of course that means you can't even swat a mosquito if it's biting you, right? Well, not exactly. That's where our brain goes with that term. But where I'd like you to think of a facet of the term of do no harm is self-love. Do no harm to yourself. Reading from the book, it says, if you find laughter and delight in yourself, others will be healed in your presence. Then it goes on to say, we would never purchase a can of red paint and expect it to be the color blue when we apply it to our walls. And yet we can be so harsh and demanding with ourselves and then expect to be loving with others. It just doesn't work that way. The color of the paint inside the can is the color that whatever we paint becomes. The color of how we treat ourselves is the color of how we treat others. If we can't be safe with ourselves, others can never be safe with us, and the world can never be a safe place. We have to show that self-love to ourselves before we can truly show love to others. And we need to be aware of the fact of how we treat ourselves is also the way we treat others. It gives an example. The person that wrote this particular example for the book states that I spent 3 years consulting with a firm out of Boulder. The work itself was stimulating and rewarding, but I was on such a fast-paced track that one day I realized I had not even taken time in those 3 years for one of my most delicious pleasures, a long, hot bubble bath. When I finally realized this, I took a pause and I looked at the whirlwind life I had created. I also realized then I had not played with my grandchildren or checked in with my friends, and I was becoming quite demanding of those around me. Others were feeling my bite. I had created a violent inner world of pushing, overdoing, and undersleeping that had seeped into all my relationships. When I quit the work and began to bring some ease and pleasure back into my life, all my relationships became more enjoyable and ease-filled. So as you go through this week, notice how you're treating yourself. Notice how you're thinking of yourself. Is there a pleasure that you've denied yourself of? Maybe a special treat, maybe a Starbucks coffee, or maybe just a ride with the radio up loud on your favorite station taking the long way home. Just any simple pleasure. Anything you can do, go grab that manicure or pedicure. Do something for yourself this week. Give yourself some self-love. And in giving yourself that love, you increase the likelihood of how you're going to show that love toward those others that come across your path. That's all I have in the yamas and niyamas this week, Harry. What do you have for us?
Well, I kind of feel guilty, but I got to tell you that I think that you need to teach this principle, these theories, to some members in Congress, because we're going to talk a little bit. We don't do this often in our show, but I am a little pissed off because of the politics. You know, Robin, for more than 50 years, healthcare has cost been rising in our country. It's become a growing plague on our country. I mean, the average U.S. citizen spends about $8,200 per year on health care. Now, that is 2.5 times more than most developed nations. U.S. health, our cost in the United States, our health care costs, eat up between 17 and 18% of GDP. 17 to 18%, I mean, every cent of U.S. dollars is purchasing health care. Administration cost is a major factor. And you know what? What really gets me, 20 years ago, an effort was made to stop this destruction of our economic system. 20 years ago, a plan was put forth that would reverse the destruction of our economy and allow health care to be economically responsible. We have been fighting this and trying to do this since the Truman days, but 20 years ago, a plan was put forth to stop the fraud, the waste, the corruption, and all that would be put under a microscope. A smart, intelligent, forward-thinking, courageous person placed a comprehensive health reform package that would have reversed the cost to our economy and provided great health care for our citizens. But 20 years ago, it was too bold and too forward-thinking. The conservatives, the libertarians, and the right wing of the Republican Party said this bill must be stopped. They wanted to put forth their own proposal in a bipartisan way and produce a better bill. Now, that's just 20 years ago, people. Does that sound familiar today? 20 years ago, a person that braved the cold waters of change was Hillary Clinton. Since her proposal in 1993, nothing has been done to stop the out-of-control spending. Nothing was done for 20 years to stop the corruption, the fraud, the abuse, and the rising cost of health care in our country. Today, Johnson & Johnson was fined $2.2 billion for health care fraud. Last year, they were fined $1.2 billion. Don't you think the cost of these fines are passed on to the consumer?
You see, they are insane.
I know, and we've been brainwashed to believe our employers know what is best for our health care coverage. Now, how in the hell did that happen? Your health care tied to your job inhibits your ability to generate wealth. Nothing was done for the past 20 years, even though one party said, stop that Hillary care, and we'll work on a better plan. For 20 years, they did nothing. Nothing was done until President Obama and the Affordable Health Care Act. Say what you will, but something had to be done. So with all this uproar of a website, 20 years ago, this could be avoided. There is a large group of people that want to repeal this bill as well and replace it with something they say is better. I say let's fix what we have, fix the plan that is before us. You know, 20 years ago they lied, and I do not believe them now. We cannot wait another 20 years to stop this madness. At least someone had the courage to take action to correct a wrong while those timid souls stood by and criticized. And that is how I feel. I grew tired, and I continue to grow tired of souls who only know how to destroy and seek the negative in anything bold.
Well, Harry, why don't you tell us how you really feel?
I don't know, baby. I just get so tired of people always being negative and pushing things down the road. And maybe what we ought to do is just fix what we have before us. A website is nothing compared to what we've had to face the last 20 years. In 2 years, Johnson has paid over $3 billion in fines.
Well, just as you said, bring it back around to improvement. They need to come up with an improvement, and we need to come up with an improvement. It's all about improvement. So hopefully they're trying to improve, and we are trying to improve on an individual level. That's what this radio show is for, and that's also what I hope you're going to tell us about now, a little bit more of how we can focus, fine-tune our focus, and how can we work towards some self-development?
Well, you know, if you want to improve everything around you, if your life is going out of haywire and, you know, everything around you is going poorly, the first thing you got to do, the very first step, is improve yourself. You know, people are always anxious to improve their circumstances, but they're reluctant to improve themselves. You must have the attitude that it all begins with you. And that's why I get so upset with a lot of people in Congress today. If they really wanted to improve Congress, if you really want to improve your life, the first thing you do is improve yourself. The second thing you do is to remember that improvement forces you out of your comfort zone. If you want to improve, get out of your comfort zone. I don't know how many times we see people doing the same thing day in and day out, hoping things will change. If you want to learn how to be a better speaker, go out and speak. If you want to learn how to be a better golfer, go over and play golf. But you got to get out of your comfort zone. And the third thing I recommend to people, for whatever reason, we lack it all so much in our society, that improvement is a daily commitment. You live daily. You don't live weekly. You don't live monthly. You live daily. I mean, I think that if you skipped a day of living, somehow you'd be dead. So if you live daily, why not improve daily? I think each of us needs to spend anywhere between 15 minutes and an hour each day reading something, listening to a positive CD or a, you know, something on the radio. Get around something positive and improvement. So improve those things, improve yourself, and the things around you will improve. Get out of your comfort zone and make yourself uncomfortable, and commit to improve yourself daily. That's truly the only way to improve you and your life.
Surround yourself with positive. That's critical. That's key. And some people just don't have anyone positive in their life. So if they don't have someone else positive they can contact, they can contact you, can't they, Harry? They can contact us here at the Legacy Forum. We don't always want to, you know, tingle your ears and tell you what you want to hear, but we believe in being positive. Harry is the spin doctor when it comes to spinning something and making it positive. You know, and you mentioned about doing something that forces you out of your comfort zone. One of my favorite quotes, Eleanor Roosevelt said, "Do at least one thing each day that scares you." You know, it doesn't have to be jumping out of an airplane or something huge like that. It could be just speaking to a stranger. It could be eating lunch by yourself. It could be things simple as that. But look for one thing every day next week. Call us. Get in contact with us on our radio show next week. Tell us a couple of things you did this week to push you out of your comfort zone and scare you. Sometimes one of those things may be, for some of our listeners who are already involved in network marketing, it could be going to present your product to someone. It scares you. Some of us haven't done that enough to be past the point that it makes us a little nervous. So there you go. There's your thing, network marketers that are listening to us. That one thing you do this week is presenting your product. Go get scared. And Harry has some more network marketing tips for you.
I love scaring myself. You know, network marketing is the most salient business model available to the working class Americans. And if you're scared or skeptical, I would ask you why. I mean, network marketing is perfect for those that have little time and little money, but a great desire to create wealth. So, I mean, if you have the desire, and Lord, we know we hear people all the day long tell us how much desire they have, If they have persistence and are teachable, this model will work for them. If the ability to control your time means something to you, I mean, if generating wealth is something that interests you, if self-development is something that is part of your life, I ask everybody to consider network marketing. I find it very hypocritical. I mean, I was talking to just a couple people today about network marketing, and they were asking questions. I find it very hypocritical for someone to object to multi-level marketing because of a pyramid objection. For some reason, pyramid exudes things of, ooh, illegalities or something. But, I mean, it amazes me. Well, what do you think GE is? What do you think Lowe's is? What do you think Walmart is? Every company in the world is a pyramid of one sort or another. Very successful business people endorse MLM, multi-level marketing. Warren Buffett is with Pampered Chef. Carl Icahn, George Soros, William Stirpix. I mean, they're all involved with Herbalife. Vincent Tan is involved with Epic and SKOA. Dr. Oz, even the great Dr. Oz is with the multi-level company BEMA. B-E-M-E-M-A.
The great and powerful Oz?
Yeah, absolutely. Madeline Albright. Madeline Albright's in Amway. I mean, these people have realized the power found in this business model. Now, I realize, you know, what amazes me, everyone has an uncle who has a cousin who had a sister who knew a brother who talked the waitress down the road who said that MLM is just another pyramid scheme. I know someone's Aunt Julie became involved with the company, and she didn't get rich overnight. I mean, I hear those stories. But Bill Clinton, Robert Kiyosaki, Kurt Warner, Donny Osmond, Sir Richard Branson, Chuck Norris, and a bunch of other people endorse MLM. Now, what separates those people from your uncle who had a cousin who knew a waitress who had a brother who had a friend that didn't believe in pyramids? Well, I'll tell you what separates them. I know those people, and those people are successful. I don't know the waitress's brother's friend who knew of somebody. It goes back to my belief. When I wanted to learn karate, I sought out a karate black belt. I didn't seek out someone who didn't know anything about the martial arts. So when I want to learn how to create wealth, well, who do you think I ask? If you want to learn more, contact us at legacyforum@yahoo.com.
Before we get off the subject of creating wealth, one thing that I do want to add is that wealth is more than just the dollars in the bank. This show is, yes, somewhat about helping you learn to create wealth through a multi-level marketing company or any entrepreneur type endeavor that you're ready to go out and conquer. This show is more than about doing those type of things to put dollars in your pocket, but also to adding wealth to your life, to your daily life. So laughter and having a little bit of fun along the way is part of that. What do you think, Harry?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, one of the things that people fail to realize is that the reason you want to create wealth, I mean, you got to be healthy, you got to eat right. I believe more and more in yoga because of you. All those things are very important. But if you really want to help others, creating wealth of your own so you can give it away is so critical. Leon Russell once said, and people who know me know Leon Russell is one of my heroes. Leon Russell said, judge them by coins they give away, not the ones they keep themselves from spending. The title of that song was Prince of Peace. If you think about it, the richer you are, the more you can give away to help people. For some reason, we have brainwashed a whole populace in our country to believing that it's healthier to go spend 40 years in a company and barely get by, just over broke, having a job, than it is to try to create your own wealth so you can give it away and help those in need around you. Again, judge them by coins they give away, not the ones they keep themselves from spending. So laughter, I love laughter. If I can make money making people laugh, I'd love it.
Yeah, well, you tried that, and you did a great job, but we won't go into that right now. But I tell you what we will go into. Are you ready?
Weird news.
I am so ready. I am so ready. Getting screwed by the government is nothing new. It's not. I'm telling you. For many people, it's the only sex they may get. Some governments help the citizens with a comfortable screwing. And people
what?
Would say, yeah, I'm telling you. Crown your lucky charms with a royal condom of distinction. It was produced in a special celebration package that bears a slogan, like a royal wedding, interaction with a loved one is an unforgettable occasion. Are you ready, Robin?
I don't know.
Are you okay? Sit down and stand up and get ready. Presented in a regal-looking purple and gold, each pack bears a picture of Prince William and Kate gazing into each other's eyes. Oh, it's so beautiful. Crown Jewel Condoms of Distinction is producing a special celebration that bears a slogan, like a royal wedding, intercourse with a loved one is an unforgettable occasion.
Well, Harry, that's
weird
just
news.
And it's time to close. We hope the information tonight helps in your quest to build the life of your dreams. What is most important for you to know, you're not alone. It is all about people helping people. Thank you for joining us this evening. Now go out and create a positive legacy.